Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Okay, as we move from emails, it's time for Destination Spotlight number 49 in our series. Welcome back, everybody, for segment 5 of Hour 1. And for the next few minutes of RM World Travel, well, Mary and I, we're going to take you to Portland, Maine, located in the 23rd state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1832, known as the Pine Tree State. And before we do that, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well-made, well-tested, well-traveled, Travel Pro puts their luggage through more than 15 different tests to ensure that you get a bag that's ready to handle anything you want to put it through.
You know, Mary and I, we travel with Platinum Elite. Rudy uses their Max Light 5. They also have other collections as well that all go through their testing. Whichever you prefer, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check them out at TravelPro.com for info, specials, and more, or there's a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Okay, now let's discuss Portland, Maine, the Forest City, as Lynn Tollotson, their tourism CEO, is holding for us right here on the show hotline.
Hello, Lynn. Appreciate you joining Mary and me for today's Destination Spotlight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, great to have you on the show with us. So, you know, I'm going to start off this way, because whenever I'm asked about our time in Portland, Maine, frankly, I usually just mention it's a charming, really unpretentious area with great seafood, and it's a place where the Maine lifestyle can certainly be enjoyed. So there's a lot that we could talk about to entice our listeners on Portland, Lynn, but I want to start off with, first of all, learning how long you've lived in the area, and what are some things that you enjoy most about your hometown and even home state?
I actually grew up in Maine. I moved away for about 14 years and worked in the hospitality industry in Orlando, and then came back because we wanted to raise our family here. And I think that's probably what I love the most about Maine, is it's an amazing place to raise a family. There's so much to do. There's the water, the city of Portland, a larger city of Boston only 2 hours away, and the mountains and nature. It just sort of has everything to give you enough to do, but feel safe and in a really peaceful environment.
So, Lynn, I agree, very peaceful, and yet at the same time, you can always find something to do. We're big fans of Portland, and I'm also a huge fan of beaches and boating. So the greater Portland area is really a great location, I think, to enjoy what I would say is the quintessential Maine coast, which is just beautiful coastline. Where do you like to go in the area?
For beaches, Crescent Beach is probably one of my favorites. Yeah. It's a beautiful white sandy beach, just probably 7 miles from downtown Portland. So that's probably the nicest spot, really close to Portland. But anything south of Portland is all sandy beaches as well.
Yeah, I mean, you can go right on up. I mean, there it's Kennebunkport area, all the way. I mean, it just Bar Harbor. So, you know, speaking of that, you know, I was reviewing some materials last evening to prepare for this interview, and I noticed Visit Portland on the website is promoting the Ultimate Maine Road Trip. It's basically a 7-day trip from Boston to Bar Harbor with multiple days in Portland. So if someone is listening right now and they decide they want to take this road trip, Lynn, what are a few must-do items that you recommend they do in Portland, or it could also be statewide?
So in Portland specifically, eat. You can eat your way through Portland. Bon Appetit magazine just named us the restaurant city of the year, and we have over 300 restaurants for a small city of 68,000 people, which is amazing. You can find anything you want in Portland. Other than eating, we have a really vibrant art scene and live music, so there's so much culture there, as well as being able to just do sightseeing and eating your way through town.
Well, that's always a good thing to do. And I think, you know, people associate Maine, of course, with lobster and seafood, but we did do a little digging on the restaurant scene there. You've got some chefs coming in creating all kinds of different cuisines in the area now. So I want to touch on, before we run out of time, in October, I think it's mid-October, you're going to celebrate the 12th annual 4-day Harvest on the Harbor Festival, one of New England's top food festivals. How many people are you expecting? And just give us a couple of highlights. You've got about a little less than a minute.
They usually get about 3,000 people during the course of the festival, and it allows us to celebrate everything that there is, from the farmers producing for the restaurants to the fishermen producing for the restaurants, our amazing craft beer and distillery scene that we have and all the creativity at the restaurant. It really is everything all in one weekend.
Well, so check that out, Harvest on the Harbor Festival. So in the final seconds we have with you, we always like to ask our guests to give us one fact on the area that you think would surprise our audience and entice them to come visit. So what would it be for Portland, Maine?
I think it really is how many opportunities we have with the culture and the food, everything. They don't anticipate us being a nice-sized city that offers a lot. They think that, you know, maybe in Maine it might be a small little fishing village. But although we have the working waterfront right there, we have so much more than that. It really is a city environment.
Well, Lynn,
with a small town feel.
Absolutely. Yes. And that quintessential, again, that Maine lifestyle we mentioned. So right now, we want to thank you very much for your time. Lynn, folks, if you want to find out more, just visit portland.com. Have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You both as well.
Thank you, Lynn. Take care.
Thanks, you too.
All right, there goes Lynn. Portland, Maine. We've had many good trips there, folks. Go check it out and enjoy, and let us know your experiences when you do that. A reminder that right now you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight, and that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week, but we still have got a whole nother new hour straight ahead. After these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.